Welcome to a special segment of the Canadian Baseball Network podcast. We have a very special guest leading into this weekend's AL Wildcard Series. We have Matt Brash's college teammate, Joe Tevlin, with us. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt. Good to be here.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about the first time that you met Matt and your first impressions of him, both as a person and as a pitcher.
I actually played against Matt in high school one day when I was on the Terriers, and he was playing for the Kingston Thunder. My team ended up winning the tournament, but before that, we had to beat Matt Brash, and he was, you know, the best player in his team. He ended up pitching, I think, the first six innings out of seven. I think he gave up one hit and no runs. He came out of the game, went over to shortstop, and we ended up taking the win after that. But it wasn't even that high a level at the time, but it was clear that he was a dominant pitcher. And if you asked him, he wouldn't even say at the time that he was any good, but you can just tell when someone has it.
Yeah, of course. So we actually had him on the podcast. And I love how you sneak in there that you actually won the game. That's funny. So then obviously you turn around your teammates, you know, not too many years later. What kind of progression did you see from him? Obviously being a catcher, a pretty special relationship with the pitching staff. How did he progress as a pitcher over his time at Niagara?
It was clear from the beginning that he was always talented. He had some pretty good velocity and a very good curveball. But as he developed, he learned how to locate. He learned how to throw inside on guys. He got a very good changeup. And then all of a sudden, he comes out in his junior year and learns how to throw a slider. And clear now that his slider is like his best wipeout pitch. He never even had that until his third year of college. So like really every year he just developed an incredible amount.
Obviously, yeah, like you said, that slider is now kind of his go-to pitch and what he's known for. Tell me a little bit about Matt as a person away from the field. What kind of a guy is he?
He's honestly a fairly quiet, introverted guy. He's very self-confident, so I wouldn't really call him shy, but he tends to stick to himself. He's got a few close friends that he'll always want to hang out with, but he's kind of guy that always finds a way to have fun without like going out partying, having to be like center of attention.
So tell me a little bit about him as a player. What's his preparation like? Obviously, you know, you haven't played with him in a few years, but while he was at Niagara, was he one of those guys that was super serious before he started? Was he laid back? Kind of explain how he is, you know, when the game's going on.
He would actually be upset at our college coach when he wasn't allowed to shake BP before his starts. He was extremely laid back. He wanted to have fun. He wanted to do little games that the pitchers would play. He wanted to play two ball before a game. He wouldn't want to have enough time to take himself too seriously. He'd rather just get his body moving, get his mind off the game a little bit.
Are you surprised at how far he's gone so quickly and obviously now getting ready to pitch in the postseason in Toronto?
No, I honestly think everyone expected him to have a pretty good shot to make it as far as he has. And that includes him. I remember one day just sitting in the dining hall with a couple other sports teams at Niagara. The conversation started about what everyone was going to do for a career. People were kind of saying, I don't know, maybe be a teacher, go into nursing, go into marketing, go into finance. And came around to him at the end of the table and he said, I don't know, probably just throw a ball.
I guess that kind of sums up him as a person and as a player. He's doing a pretty good job at throwing that ball. Joe, thank you so much for joining us and talking to us a little bit about Matt and your experience with him.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Matt.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out Canadian Baseball Network for extensive and comprehensive coverage of the latest in Canadian baseball. And The Baseball Zone, Canada's leading instructional baseball academy and training home to thousands of MLB pro, college, and youth baseball players.